Hey, welcome into Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee, where we take a look at what's happening in Giles, Lawrence, and Murray counties on the pages of your local newspapers. I'm Scott Stewart, publisher of the Lawrence County Advocate, Main Street Murray, and Pulaski Citizen. As we start the show this week, I'd like to remind all of our readers that you can pick up a copy of your local paper in markets across your county. If you prefer to get the papers delivered to you at your home each week, you can do so through a subscription. We also have subscriptions to our e-editions of each paper. You can get a subscription at any of your paper's websites or at MainStreetMediaTN.com. Let's get our wrap started this week with the Pulaski Citizen Wrap. In the Pulaski Citizen Wrap this week, our citizen spotlight is Sarah Emma Woodard. The Richland Valedictorian takes the spot of honor top and center of the front page, and there's an article with more about Sarah inside this week's edition. Also on the front page this week, I've got an article explaining a lawsuit that's been filed by a man who was convicted of murder and had his conviction overturned last year after 24 years in prison. Editor Carrie Malone knows way more about cicadas than any human being should, and she is sharing that knowledge with us and some photos of our new friends who will be joining us over the next month. So that's right there on the front page. Chandler Harmon went to the powwow over the weekend, and we've got pictures. And finally, on the front page, the Pulaski Board of Mayor and Aldermen has extended its moratorium on signs as they develop a sign ordinance. Adrian Forte recaps the most recent City Council meeting for us. Inside, it's Around the Square Week, and we highlight the Giles County Public Library this week, as well as what's going on at the businesses around the square. Also this week, Margaret Campbell tells us how to make Mom's Day special, and Johnny Phillips highlights Young's Chapel in his Giles Pass. We've got a great feature by Emily Clark Kirkpatrick at Richland School about their trip to France, Switzerland, Germany, and going through Austria, Liechtenstein, and England. Every week in the Pulaski Citizen, you'll also get local obituaries, backer glances, property transfers, court dockets, community briefs, comics, and puzzles. There's all that and more in this week's Pulaski Citizen, including sports. Let's kick it on over to Wade to find out what's going on in sports this week.
Hey folks, Wade Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen. Another monster-packed edition of this week's sports section as spring sports season is coming to a close, the regular season at least, for a lot of our area teams. We've got complete coverage and breakdowns of results, previews of upcoming games, photos of all your favorite student-athletes, and much, much more. We kick things off, our feature story, Giles County, the Lady Bobcat softball team. Maybe not the best overall record, but they're undefeated in district play, and Giles County finishes 10-0 in the regular season. They had a couple of massive victories last week, a few on the road and a few at home, as they took care of District 8 AAA action, and we have a complete breakdown of how their week went, including a couple of key standout performances both at the plate and in the circle. So make sure you check that out. We also have words and art from last week's big rivalry showdown that ended in extra innings as Giles County had to survive a late comeback from Richland, but the Bobcats picked up a baseball win. Always fun when those two teams get it on. And Scott Stewart and Mark Mines were both on hand in Linville and have complete coverage of that showdown in Linville last week. Flipping pages, we now have a kind of a grab bag, as it were, as we have Richland Soccer, who went impressive in their results last week. They were impressive as they defeated Loretto and, again, continue a fantastic season, including avenging one of their only losses on the season versus East Hickman. So find a breakdown of that. Speaking of soccer, Giles County soccer had a busy week last week. A little bit of everything, unfortunately, for the Bobcats. They won a couple of matches. They lost one. They drew one. So kind of a mixed results for Giles County, again, as they wrap up their regular season and head in to the district tournament coming up this week. Softball action in Linville. The Lady Raiders had a doubleheader on Monday, and PCL was there. It was a doubleheader that only lasted a combined 7 innings, but it was an impressive performance for for Richland standout Ava Schrader, as she goes perfect across the two games, throwing 3 perfect innings in game 1, 4 perfect innings in game number 2. Make sure you check that out as well. As we flip on over to the back, the Trent Holt 5K, one of Pulaski's longest running road races, will take place not this Saturday, but next Saturday, always that second Saturday in May. That is going to be a fun event, and registration is underway. It's one of the fun events to see the community come out and support a great cause. Again, Trent Holt registration underway. You can also sign up the day of the event. And we close with words from UT Southern as Jacob Wilson, a standout golfer for the Firehawks, finished runner-up in the SSAC tournament. UTS did well as a team, but Wilson really put the pedal to the metal on the individual leaderboard. He finishes just 2 shots off the medalist honors, and the jury is still out. He might be in line for a national tournament bid. It'll depend on the rest of the conferences as they finish up their tournament play this week. But Jacob Wilson, a Thompson Station native, taking runner-up honors for the Firehawks in their conference tournaments. As we said, a lot of action this week in this edition. I imagine the next couple weeks will be jam-packed as well as we tip into district and then eventually region and sectional play. Pulaski Citizens got you covered in print. And as always, if you missed any of it, you can check us out online at PulaskiCitizen.com. Wade Neely saying so long for now.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good, confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Whether you're an athlete or a weekend warrior, when it comes to your performance, don't settle for anything less than excellence. We're proud to announce that Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic is now Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of Columbia, where we are redefining sports medicine and orthopedics. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance's team of expert sports medicine physicians understands the unique demands of your body. TOA Columbia specializes in personalized orthopedic care, offering state-of-the-art treatments for everything from sports injuries to joint replacements. Learn more at toacolumbia.com.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
This week in the Lawrence County Advocate Wrap, we start with the continuing of the efforts to renovate and upgrade the old West Gaines School. Sandy Mashburn tells us all about that. Sandy also tells us about the grant that Lawrence County Fire and Rescue received for grain bin rescue equipment and training. We've got a great article about the celebration of Marie Whitten Lindsay's 100th birthday. Ann Mara sits down with Marie and talks about her amazing life. Jonah Story has the story of the new animal shelter director introduced last week at the Chamber of Commerce. Inside, local fire department drones helped locate a lost man. A man wanted for statutory rape surrenders. Loretta couple charged with elder exploitation. And we've got community events, local obituaries, and we've got winners of the Marguerite Rose Burton Art Show Awards in color on the back of A. Ann Morrow's monthly ad is in this week's paper. She always has a lot of information for us. And this week, we celebrate her winning the Counts Family Legacy Award. In sports, we've got articles and photos from Summertown's sweep of Loretto to take the regular season district title in softball. Local high schools are going into district tournament play, and they're set to get underway this week. And Larry Woody reminds us that it's tick time. So we have to take time to check ourselves. Also in B section, We've got 5 schools awarded STEM grants, and local students did well at the Skills USA competition. We'll be right back after this.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No. They will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
In the Main Street Murray Wrap this week, the Columbia Farmers Market is just around the corner. Find out all you need to know about Saturday's opening on page 1. Also on the front page, Olivia Adams tells us about county commissioners hearing budget requests and Mount Pleasant offering the city manager job to Stephen Cross. Olivia also reports on the Spring Hill Planning Commission hearing neighborhood requests. Inside, a crash semi brings Spring Hill traffic to a halt. FEMA grants are available for emergency food and shelter, and a Murray County man is convicted of child abuse. They cut the ribbon to officially change the Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic name to Tennessee Orthopedic Associates, Columbia. Ultium Sales plants 300 trees for Earth Day. Local obituaries, Mr. and Miss CA for 2024 named. Community calendar, Miss Chief, and the Spring Hill Public Library May schedule, along with a Columbia student being part of the analytics team at Fried Hardeman. And don't ever forget that Main Street Murray is the only place that you're going to get the deals at the Pig. That's right, Piggly Wiggly at Neely's Mill Shops in Columbia. And this week, it's another of my favorites. It's the May Meat Sale. So now that you know about it, why in the world are you still listening to me? Go get you a Main Street Murray and find out those deals, especially those meat deals. And it's all in this week's Main Street Murray. And here's Mo with this week's sports.
Hey, I'm Maurice Patton, sports editor of Main Street Murray. This week's print edition of our paper has what we think is a nice little article on a well-deserving area baseball coach. Paul Lamb is stepping down at Spring Hill. We reported that earlier this spring. He's going to take over the Battle Creek baseball program when that school opens at the beginning of the school year in August. Bunch of his former players showed up at his game Thursday against Lawrence County, kind of surprised him. Well, really surprised him. We've got coverage of that. We've also, speaking of Battle Creek, the Grizzlies have their new girls basketball coach. We've got coverage of him and his background in this week's print edition as well. And Columbia Central's girls rugby team is on a collision course with its second consecutive state championship. Well, third consecutive, second in 15s, which is more players than sevens, but they won that in the fall, the sevens. They won the 15s last spring and gearing up to play for the 15th state championship again here in a couple of weeks. Coverage of them and their progress to this point. Also got some Columbia Academy softball in this week's print edition. couple of Columbia Central cheerleaders have made collegiate plans. You can see what those are. And also, we've got coverage of the Williamson County Girls Flag Football Tournament that took place over the weekend. So coverage of all that in the print edition of this week's Main Street Murray. Coming up, postseason spring sports action is starting up in baseball, softball, soccer. We'll have coverage of all that on the website at Main Street Murray and in next week's print edition. Also, as you know, we've had some girls basketball coaching changes. Mentioned one just now with the new guy at Battle Creek. We've got a couple of others that we should be able to tell you where they're going and who they are here in the next few days. So be sure and check out the website at mainstreetmurray.com for that. Thanks.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Happy hump day, folks. Ben Looney here with you in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center, wishing you a terrific day as you check out this forecast update made possible by our friends down on the Lawrenceburg Square at Beasley Wealth Management. After a relatively nice Tuesday evening, we've got pretty good weather on deck for today. However, how long will it last? We're going to discuss that, our next weather maker that's going to arrive here by tomorrow evening, and how that's going to eventually shape the coming weekend. Again, all those details and more right here in this edition of Your Weather Today. With that said, as always, let's hop right into it with a look over the past 24 hours at satellite and radar. Again, not much happening here thanks to high pressure off to the north that made for a great evening yesterday. And for the most part, today's going to look just fine as well. In fact, temperatures will really be able to skyrocket across the region with very limited cloud coverage. Check out Futurecast. Some of those numbers by lunchtime, teeter-tottering in the mid-80s, especially in North Alabama. Now, as we head through the afternoon, some of those numbers might start creeping through the upper 80s, and some models are really trying hard to let these numbers touch 90 for the first time this season. We'll kind of see how that plays out as we head through that heat of the afternoon. And heat it will be, even if we don't see 90 today, it's going to be warm. As we move through this evening, mostly clear skies prevail. Good-looking weather to be out and about for any activities you have planned for this evening. And then for tomorrow morning, still a pleasant start. We are dry here for the first part of Thursday before things start to change up as we head toward the latter portion of tomorrow. Here's the longer-range Futurecast. By later tomorrow evening, showers build in across the area as a cold front starts to move into the area, and then we'll maintain showers across the Tennessee Valley area on through Friday and into Saturday. During that time frame as well, we could be looking at a thunderstorm or two in the mix. That's something we are closely watching for you. Now, as I said, it's going to be a scorcher for today. Highs this afternoon creeping well into the mid-80s, if not upper 80s, to maybe a few of those spots. 90 might be a reality. I'm going to call it safe and go at 85 for the average high today. Again, late evening showers here for tomorrow. That translates into shower and storm activity into your Friday. A chance for a few remaining showers will be present on Saturday. A lot of activities I know planned for the weekend. So if you do have outdoor activities, I would have a tent close by or some shelter just in case with some rainfall in the outlook. We'll maintain a chance for scattered storms again here for your Sunday, and not too much changes looking ahead into Monday and Tuesday of next week. The also other consistent factor in this forecast is temperature. Check out, we are staying well in the 80s here for the foreseeable future. That's a check on your morning forecast. Thanks for stopping by. Kelly is back at noon and Fred Gossage live at 5.
That's it for this week in Southern Middle Tennessee. Don't forget to get your copy of the Lawrence County Advocate, Main Street Murray, and the Pulaski Citizen at markets across your county. And you can get them sent to your home by visiting lawrencecountyadvocate.net, mainstreetmurray.com, pulaskicitizen.com, and mainstreetmediatn.com. Thank you so much for trusting us as your source for local news and information. And good Lord willing, we'll be right back here next week. Thanks.